Greetings to a poetry reading by Paul O'Mahony, a reading from a very long poem all about Homer by Derek Walcott. So introduce, this is a second part of chapter one of the poem, and it's where Achilles is introduced. So there's quite a bit of a challenge for a poet aiming to introduce Achilles, who in the in Homer's epic is, you know, right centre in the action. So here's how Derek Walcott introduces Achilles. And just to emphasise that this is a special gift for some very special friends of mine who are doing something quite remarkable, travelling around the world in 1,800 days and for the purpose of changing other people's lives for the better. So here we go. Achilles looked up at the hole the laurel had left. He saw the hole silently healing with the foam of a cloud like a breaker. Then he saw the swift crossing the cloud surf, a small thing far from its home, confused by the waves of blue hills. A thorn vine gripped his heel. He tugged it free. Around him, other ships were shaping from the saw. With his cutlass, he made a swift sign of the cross, his thumb touching his lips, while the height rang with axes. He swayed back the blade and hacked the limbs from the dead god, knot after knot, wrenching the severed veins from the trunk as he prayed. Tree, you can be a canoe, or else you cannot. The bearded elders endured the decimation of their tribe without uttering a syllable of that language they had uttered as one nation. The speech taught their saplings. From the towering babble of the cedar to green vowels of bois, champêche, the bois fla held its tongue with the laurier chanel. The red-skinned logwood endured the thorns in its flesh, while the arawak patois crackled in the smell of a resinous bonfire that turned the leaves brown. With curling tongues, then ash, and their language was lost. Like barbarian striding columns, they have brought down. The fishermen shouted, the gods were down at last. Like pygmies, they hacked the trunk of wrinkled giants for paddles and oars. They were working with the same concentration as an army of fire ants. But vexed by the smoke for defaming their forest, blow darts of mosquitoes kept needling Achilles' trunk. He rotted white rum on both forearms that, at least, those that he flattened to asterisks would die drunk. They went for his eyes. They circled them with attacks that made him weep blindly. Then the host retreated to high bamboo like the archers of Arawak, running from the muskets of cracking logs, rooted by the fire's banner and the remorseless act, hacking the branches. The men bound the big logs, first with new hemp, and, like ants, trundled them to a cliff to plunge through tall nettles. The logs gathered that thirst for the sea which their own vined bodies were both born with. Now the trunks, in eagerness to become canoes, ploughed into breakers of bushes, making raw holes of boulders, feeling not death inside them, but use, to roof the sky, to be hulls. Then on the beach, coals were set in their hollows that were clipped with an adze. A flat-bagged bed trunk had carried their rope-bound bodies, the charcoals smouldering, cored the dugouts for days, till heat widened the wood enough for ribbed gunwales. Under his tapping chisel, Achilles felt his there hollows, exhaling to touch the sea, lunging towards the haze of bird-printed islets, the beaks of their parting bows. Then everything fit. The pirogues crouched on the sand like hounds with sprigs in their teeth. The priest sprinkled them with a bell. Then he made the swift sign. When he smiled at Achilles' canoe, "In God we trust," Achilles said. "Leave it, is God, spelling and mine." After mass one sunrise, the canoes entered the troughs of the surpliced shadows, and their nodding prows agreed with the waves to forget their lives as trees. One would serve Hector and another Achilles. Yeah, that thus ends the introduction of Achilles, with its quite obviously mixture of Christianity and paganism. Don't quite know how the two fit together here, but it's clearly introducing a character, but doing it through telling the story of what happens to the trees when they move from being trees to having a use. Lovely poetry. I hope that AJ Lane and Melissa Lane like it. It's much too long a poem for me to consider recording all of it, but I'll record some from the beginning, I'll record some at random from the middle, and I'll record the ending of the poem sometime over the next few weeks. Thanks ever so much for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony, who loves reading poetry and sharing it as gifts with friends. Bye-bye.